Hi, welcome back. So the first voice, we have labeled or named him the voice of the accuser. Now, the voice of the accuser and how you identify them is, it's kind of within the title, actually. They accuse. They come in hard. They come in fast. They're arrogant. They're rude. They're accusatory, right? So these are the ones that, you know, if you're, you know, if you're working on a health and wellness goal, they're the ones that, you know, when you happen to walk by a, you know, a mirror, you know, in a public place or something like that, you happen to notice your reflection, they immediately come in and they say, you know, you fat cow, right? You know, they, what were you thinking? You know, well, you know, to think that, you know, this New Year's resolution, I'm actually recording these in our studios in December. So, you know, a lot of folks are working on their New Year's resolution. So, you know, and this is, let's say this is now the end of January and you've started a fitness program and stuff like that. And, you know, then the voice is like, well, what are you doing starting a fitness program? You know, you can't do that. You know, no. And then what they'll do is they'll often bring in memories to validate their claims. And they'll say, you know, do you remember all the other times when you joined a gym and then you quit a month later? Or they'll say, hey, you remember that, you know, that treadmill that you got downstairs that you bought and you used for like 3 days, and now it's a great thing for hanging your clothes on. What are you doing thinking about this, right? Or the person that's on that has a financial desire, and they're working their financial desire, and you know, they'll be maybe just starting out. You know, and that's often where these guys will hit you, is when you're just starting out, not exclusively, but often, right? And you got some plans together, you're taking some steps, you know, and then what they'll do is they'll point things out in your physical surroundings, and they'll say, oh, hey, did you see that? And it really is like a voice of someone else talking to you, right? It really is a conversation. They really are talking to you, and they'll point out this, like, the, you know, you'll see the on the news report how, I don't know, the economy is down, right, or things like that, and they'll go, see, now look at, now why are you thinking of doing this? Because don't you see this is doing it this way, and how's it going to work, and all, you know. And so, you know, for me, the voice of the accuser, their characteristics, if you will, they come in hard, they come in fast, right? They're bang, right in your face. You know, they're arrogant. They're accusatory, right? They'll often go for your weak spot. You know, that, you know, we often will have, I think we all do, we have kind of those, our buttons, if you will. They're going to push your buttons, and they know what buttons to push. And those, that for me is a really handy way of identifying the voice of the accuser. Okay, so here's your action plan. So the first thing that you don't do when they're in your face is you don't react. You see, here's what often happens, especially with this voice. The voice comes in, and then we automatically react. Reaction is automatic. We automatic react to it, or we participate in the conversation, right? They kind of lob the initial volley in, and then we interact with them, right? And we give them our attention or our focus. We start to listen to them. We start to interact with them. And you know what? Maybe the interaction is, no, I can do this, and I, you know, and you know, and I could, you know, just because the economy is bad doesn't mean I still can't be financially abundant. Or yes, I know, you know, I joined a gym 10 times, you know, in the past, and have quit 10 times. You know, doesn't mean I won't work this time, right? Basically, what they want you to do is give them your attention, and they really don't care whether you're agreeing with them or whether you're fighting with them. What they want you to do is to react and to give your attention and your focus with them. So the first thing you do is you don't react. And believe me, I know this takes a bit of practice, right? You don't react. In it comes. Pause. Don't react. The second step is to understand and know, or to choose, that whatever claims they are making is a lie. You see, They are referring to the past, and they use the past to predict your future. And here's the thing. Your future can be changed and is changed by your present moment decisions. And so even if you joined the gym 10 times, you quit 10 times, even though no matter how hard you try and save money, you end up spending more than you save, whatever it may be, right? Even though that may be true in the past, it doesn't mean it's true today or has to determine your future. And for me, I think that this is a very important step too, is simply to whatever they're saying, and they'll give you lots of good evidence and they'll point stuff out in your physical world and all that stuff. Whatever you're saying, understand that it is a lie. They're going to catch you. They're going to go right for your buttons, but understand it's a lie. It is not true. Maybe it was, but it doesn't mean it has to be. Okay. The third step is you refocus back on the direction that you want to go, back on your desired experience that you would like to see manifest in your physical world. If it's a health and wellness that one, you refocus back on the stuff you were doing before they showed up, right? If it's a financial one, if it's a relationship one, whatever it may be, right? You refocus. And when you refocus back on what you want to see, of course, what are you not focusing on? And that's the voices. And what I've found is whatever you focus on gets bigger. And so when you refocus on what you would like to see, you're very effectively taking your focus away from them. You're not giving them your power, if you will. You're not feeding and fueling that fire. And then what will happen is that onslaught, which is what it feels like, will start to fade away. I'm not saying it disappears, but the intensity of it will start to reduce and will start to fade away and sort of, you know, give you space, if you will. They might be kind of snapping and snarling in the wings, so to speak, but they've given you your space. All right. That's the first voice, voice of the accuser, and your action steps. All right. See you in the next episode for the second voice.